The third division that you'll be addressing this morning is the operations division. Within this division, you'll find pupil transportation, technology, other programs. The textbook allowance is found in this division, and also the discretionary funds. And the discretionary funds are currently set at $25,696 per support unit. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Headley. Any questions for Mr. Headley? Any motions? Representative Jaquit.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the Operations Division, I move the JFAC adjusted budget with the following changes. First is to restore the fiscal year 2009 rescission with general funds. Next is an additional base reduction of $36,495,400 of general funds. This includes the equivalent of reducing three contract days, $1,991,200, disallowing high-density districts access to the cost-per-mile transportation measure, $1,700,000, eliminating state reimbursement for field trips, repair trips, etc., $2,500,000, reducing discretionary funding for, by the amount of state lottery maintenance funds, $18,375,000, and state matching interest only $650,000, and the amount districts match for textbooks, $3,317,000. Reduce the textbook allowance by 80%, or $7,960,000, and a $2,200 fund reconciliation. This is followed by the addition of $6,191,200 of dedicated ARRA, or stimulus dollars, to offset the equivalent of three contract days and to provide funding for transportation, field trips, and high-density districts' cost-per-mile portion of the transportation funding cap. Below the base, I move for a 5% reduction of the base salary of classified employees totaling $6,301,300 of general funds. This is followed by an increase of $2,523,000 of dedicated ARRA dollars. The net result is a 3% base salary reduction. Also included are several non-discretionary growth items, including $7,941,300 of general funds for enrollment growth, an increase in transportation costs, and an increase in discretionary funding based on an estimated growth of 105 support units. These non-discretionary items also include $2,724,500 of dedicated funds. The discretionary funds will be set at $25,759 per support unit for fiscal year 2010. Line item number three for the third year of the agricultural equipment phase-out is recommended at $1,508,500. And the total of this motion includes $504,938,800 general funds, $65,540,100 dedicated funds, and $8 million of federal funds for a grand total of $578,978,900.
Seconded by Representative Ringo. Representative Jaquit, would you like to speak to your motion?
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. There was quite a spirited debate on the floor. I wasn't able to hear the whole thing yesterday. And then there was a debate the day before with regard to transportation. This, on the superintendent's 10 bad ideas, transportation going from the 85% match to the 50% match and hurting the high-density districts cost per mile issue, has not gone to the Senate. It has not been at the Senate committee yet. So we decided that we would leave this in, and we also had qualifications with regard to making this move. This was on one of the ideas that the superintendent might want to look at for the 2011 budget. So we were surprised that this came back to be put into the consideration. With regard to the textbooks, several years ago, I think it was Burley that had Ronald Reagan still in their government textbook. I think most of those textbooks now we're hearing across the state have been updated, but we did leave 20% basically of the recommended textbook amount in the budget. And with that, I'm open for questions.
Thank you, and I think Ronald Reagan should still be in the textbooks.
Well, Madam Chairman, I'm sure he is, but hopefully there's someone else besides Ronald Reagan.
I got it. Okay. Okay. Senator, Representative Baer.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for a substitute motion.
It's in order.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Committee. For the Operations Division, I move the JFAC adjusted budget with the following changes. First is to restore the FY 2009 rescission with the general funds. Next is an additional base reduction of $32,515,300 of general funds. This includes the equivalent of reducing three contract days, disallowing high-density districts access to the cost-per-mile transportation measure, eliminating state reimbursement for field trips, repair trips, et cetera, and reducing discretionary funding by the amount of state lottery maintenance funds of $18,375,000 and state matching interest of $650,000 and the amount districts match for textbooks, $3,317,000, and reduce textbook allowance by 40%, which is $3,980,000, and a $2,100 fund reconciliation. This is followed by the addition of $1,991,200 of dedicated ARRA money to offset the equivalent of three contract days. Below the base, I move for a 5% reduction of the base salary of classified employees totaling $6,301,300 of general funds. This is followed by an increase of $2,986,600 of dedicated ARRA dollars. The net result is a 2.63 base salary reduction. Also included are several non-discretionary growth items totaling $7,944,800 of general funds for enrollment growth, increases the transportation costs, and an increase in the discretionary funding base on an estimated growth of 105 support units. These non-discretionary items also include $2,724,500 of dedicated funds. The discretionary funds will be set at $25,459 per support unit for FY 2010. These actions also include a cost-neutral fund shift that decreases the general fund by $20,466,700 and replacing those funds with an equal amount of ARRA funds of $20,466,700. Line item number three for the third year of the agriculture equipment phase out is recommended at $1,508,500. The total of this motion includes $488,455,700 in general funds, $82,270,400 of dedicated funds, and $8 million of federal funds for a grand total of $578,726,100.
Thank you. And seconded by Representative Henderson. Thank you, Representative. Now, would you like to speak to your motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Committee. And I will make further clarification for the tape. I spoke to the three contract days. The value there is $1,991,200. And the high-density district transportation measures comes to $1,700,000. The field trips comes to $2,500,000. And the state lottery match funds was $18,375,000. Madam Chair, Committee, this motion has a neutral shift in it using $20,466,700 of additional stimulus dollars with a neutral net zero change displacement from our general fund dollars, which if we look at our global budget facilitates a lot more flexibility in the budget setting process with those general fund dollars, and indeed, again, holds, that's a cost neutral fund shift. Very important, I think, in our global budget setting process at this time. and uses these stimulus dollars in K-12 as prescribed. Once this budget is done, it's set. It goes out there. We do not do rescissions. We do not do holdbacks. And with that, one of the continued debates in the budget setting process has been our general fund balance, and we need to take that into consideration. I would also, this motion does recognize and follow the germane bills that are in the legislative process right now. And, of course, we have the flexibility to address with the budget as things can change in the future. Another point I'd like to make in regards to, or to the third budget that has personnel cost implications, I would like to point out for the committee and for the record a little reflection about some other federal dollars in regards to Title I and IDEA money, and specifically IDEA money. And we need to realize that there is also, as we set these budgets and we look at the PC implications, there's also going to be a back pressure relief, if you will, on local discretionary dollars. And I have a letter that states that that will be at a rate of 50% of the total of those IDEA dollars, regardless of which fiscal year has a portion of them authorized. In that, I think it's very important to be very prudent for the various school districts to take that into account over 2 years, because that's how the feds have laid out the flexibility, because, again, we do not know exactly what the future holds and how the revenues will turn around. And I think it's very important for, and I have confidence that the local school districts will take that into account and look at the long-term picture, and that this displacement with this IDEA money will be prudently managed and not be too aggressive in FY10 when we still have FY11 to deal with that. And with that, Madam Chair, I would stand for questions.
Thank you, Representative Estridge. If you have a question, okay. Representative Ringo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the gentleman pointing out the IDEA funds. Actually, the original motion and the substitute motion are very close in the bottom line, and the original motion, it appears, even reduces this budget by 0.1% more. However, I would point out that the original motion does address eliminating several of the bad ideas, but recovers that money by putting the deeper cut into the textbook supplies. Madam Chair, if you could indulge me for a couple of minutes, I do have two worries nagging at me that I would like to draw to the attention of the body, and I'll try to do that briefly. One of them is that I have read someplace that there may be rules attached to the stimulus money coming from the federal Department of Education that specify that even in 2010, the budget is to be made whole before we move any more stimulus monies ahead to 2011. And I know that's an interpretation thing, but it's something that could be out there and could cause us to revisit what we're doing, I think. The other worry I would just like to mention, and with all due respect to the representative opposite me on the far side of the room, and revisiting past decisions. We did do the property tax shift, and we all know that, and I think that cost something like $250 million to the general fund, which we partially replaced with the 6% sales tax to protect education. We made a decision last year to build out our grocery tax credit, and although we're doing it gradually, it eventually, I think, builds out to a cost of something like $122 million, which is over half of, I think, over half of what we recovered with increasing the sales tax. And I certainly have no objection to helping families that need it in that way. However, that is a big revenue hole, and even though it's looking a few years to the future, it seems to me it would take a considerable amount of growth to fill it, and it's not within the power of this committee to really do anything about that, but I see a bit of a problem looming in our future that the legislature might have to deal with.
Thank you, Representative Ringo. I think we all have worries and issues, and each year when we come back, we find another set of problems, some of our making and some that come from someplace else. Mr. Headley, Representative Ringo mentioned something about the stimulus. Do you have that information, or would you like to hand off to someone from the department?
Madam Chair and Representative Ringo, I have read that draft guidance, and I agree with you that it's a matter of interpretation. When I did see that, I called the U.S. Department of Education, spoke with an individual there. I guess I wouldn't say an official there, but an individual who didn't have a response on that. I spoke with NCSL staff in Denver and in Washington, D.C. They didn't have a response. Education Commission of the states. No real clear guidance on some of those bullet points, and it's a draft at this time, so be interested to see what the final product looks like.
Thank you, Mr. Headley. To the far side, Representative Bayer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Very briefly, I'm not going to bite off on a global tax policy debate and other statutory provisions already in code, but I will say that there is a global unknown in regards to the stimulus dollars and rules, and that applies across the entire budget setting process, and I think there's a reasonable chance that we may be spending some quality time together sooner than later after this session.
Senator Lefebvre.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I kind of like the idea that we might have three motions on this, because this particular motion, I think we need to be really clear here, takes $20 million in general funds and pulls it out of education. And that means our state is supporting education by $20 million yet less and using those general funds for something else. It means the stimulus funds that were meant to come in and keep education whole not only will not do that, but we'll be using our own state support for something else. And I'm wondering what that might be. You know, I sure hope it's not roads. It is $20 million that will be gone. And in my mind, it puts our schools at risk for 2011, because instead of having some of those stimulus dollars left to use then, we won't. We'll be spending instead these general funds on something else I would take this year. And I'm not comfortable with that, and I frankly am going to be really harsh here, but I think it's irresponsible.
Thank you, Senator. We don't use general funds on roads, so you can rest on that. Senator Cameron, we have two motions before us. Do you have one more comment?
Just real briefly, Madam Chairman, and I appreciate, again, the difficult decision, and I appreciate the demeanor of most of the comments, and particularly the way Representative Ringo has made, I think, some very legitimate points. We debated, frankly, about whether to have a third motion. The motion that is the substitute motion is very similar to a motion. In fact, it's the exact same dollar amount as a motion that had been prepared as a target motion for the co-chairs. The only difference was the shifting from general funds to stimulus dollars. It's about like deciding whether you're going to spend it out of your checkbook versus your savings account. It makes In my judgment, and the reason there's not a third motion, in my judgment, it makes very little difference. It does spend the stimulus dollars. It does free up the general fund dollars, which potentially could be used down the road or used as we continue to balance the budget. It may mean that we use less of the budget stabilization dollars to balance our overall budget, which then retains them for future years in case the economy continues to slide downward. So it doesn't reduce public schools. The substitute motion does not reduce public schools by an extra $20 million. It remains at the same dollar amount as what was originally the target motion. It simply just takes it out of, instead of the right pocket, out of the left pocket. And so I'll be supporting the substitute motion.
Thank you, Senator. We have two motions before us. Are there any other further comments or any further motions? Seeing no further comments, Margaret, would you please call the roll on the substitute motion?
Cameron.
Aye.
Keogh.
Aye.
Broadsword.
Bear.
Aye.
Brackett.
Aye.
Sitaway.
Aye.
Mortimer.
Aye.
Bill U.
No.
Lefebvre. Dell.
Aye.
Wolf. Aye.
Eskridge.
Aye.
Bayer.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
McGeehan.
Aye.
Wood.
Aye.
Patrick.
Aye.
Ringo.
No.
Jaquit.
No. Margaret, Senator Hammond has gone for the rest of the day, but I think, did Senator Broadsword vote? I need a little more volume this morning. Has everyone voted? Does anyone wish to change his or her vote? Roll call shows 15 ayes, 4 nays, 1 absent and excused, a majority having voted in the affirmative. The motion has passed. Without objection, we'll carry a due pass recommendation.